Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in D.C. area. The Alexander location now open and taking appointments. Got a lot going on today. It's our annual holiday drinking show. Thank you to our friends at Quincy's in Gaithersburg. That's on Quince Orchard Road.
It is.
And Quincy's South in Bethesda for sponsoring the Christmas show contest. Thank you. Quincy's locally owned neighborhood haunt offering great American pub grub. Live music.
I literally have three drinks in front of me.
On 18 Infinity Edge TVs. And what they've done is they've given us $500 cash.
Right.
Whoever blows the highest blood alcohol content level at 954,
which
is the end
of
the show, wins $500. They've also given us $500 so that we can all wager in side bets. And I have one
of those. You're flaming.
Because I'm offering $100 to Cakes if you can do 20 push-ups right now.
Oh.
20 push-ups, you get 100.
Dude, 100%
they can do that.
Just gave me 100 bucks off.
Legit push-ups.
I mean, do they have to be
silly? Legit push-ups.
Boobies to the ground.
I'm going to sit on your back.
Boobies at the touch. D. Smith, who is the executive director of the NFLPA, is with us. He will judge whether these are legit push-ups.
I'll judge. What's the number now?
20 push-ups.
Come
on, Cakes, dude. 20.
I'm just saying.
Put this palm bit on.
I just got a clean shine on the shoes. If this
now, it's been a while since I've done some push-ups.
All right, you got 20.
I think I have a good 20 in me.
You got 20.
It might take me a little while, but I think I can soldier through. All right, here we go.
Come on, Cakes.
But thank you to Quincy's for giving
us
that
hang on,
money.
Cakes. Hang
my
on.
On Cakes. It's all in.
Cakes has got 20. AY, by the way, can do 8.
One, number one. Number two.
He's not really going down
number
that
number three. Number four.
Get
number
those
five.
Get those
six,
nipples down there.
Seven.
Come on, Cakes.
Eight.
Get the boobies
nine,
down there.
10.
They're all clean right now.
Hurts
they're
at this point.
You're fine. You're 11, 11,
gonna
11,
get there.
12.
Get, come on. Get those
13,
nipples
6,
down there, Cakes.
14.
Boobies.
15. 16.
Come on, Cakes.
17.
Get those
on,
boobies 18, down there.
19.
Come on. Get the boobies
20,
down there.
Yes. There it is. Hey. A high school athlete. He played tennis. Here you go, Cakes.
$100 for that?
$100.
Look at that.
And thank you to Quincy's.
And he's still a high school athlete.
Thank you, Cakes.
The gifts.
Oh, look. I mean, he's got gifts.
I'm going to give this $100 to the fish tomorrow at MGM.
For you, for knocking out the 20, you get the
there you go. You get the NFLPA sweatshirt.
Love it.
By the way, 820, 840, your chance to win Redskins tickets. Thank you very much. D. Smith, who shows up.
Dude, this is
Natalie attire.
Now, D, have you been served? I know you have a busy work day, but you've been served.
I've got a work day, but this is how I start every work day.
Yeah. Did we just get shot
with a nightcap? Nothing like a gift from the Boca Raton.
Yeah, but you don't understand. He brought legit Patron. Is it Patron?
Boca Patron.
Boca Patron. Yeah. So you're going to be hammer time after this one.
I just did the shot.
Oh. JP, you know what? He's sized to win. JP's starting to kick in.
He's
now. 8 o'clock.
No, I told you my
we
strategy.
We have $500 to whoever gets the most hammered.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, JP loves money. I'm telling you, he's going to win this.
You know who loves money?
Looks like,
I bet you D. Smith loves money.
Cancel, let me see, cancel the noon meeting.
Yeah, cancel everything. D. Smith. Cancel the rest of the day.
Hey.
All right,
who
here
has
we
a
go.
Daughter at NYU, the most expensive university basically in America?
On the planet.
Yes.
On the planet.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You know what? She's got a silly $1,000 scholarship.
$1,000. Insulted. I wish you played lacrosse like your son.
Well, you know. Yeah, really. I feel even weird saying, go Maryland lacrosse.
Hey, right? What do you think about the Loxley hire?
Well, I think it's putting Maryland in the right direction. I think it's a good idea. And I think that, you know, he's got a great reputation.
He's got a 3-31 record.
Okay, he's got a great reputation. Like, yeah, what else do you want? I mean, it's the holiday
Come on,
show.
Hey, what are you Alabama OC?
He may be on the show. He may be on the show next week too.
I mean, very good.
Really? I mean, this is what I have to deal with now. Taking shots from the left, just right.
No,
in the
right.
Eye. Just right in the eye.
All right, so can we just get something out?
All I'm saying is, look, lacrosse season starts for both of us.
It does.
As soon as we get back from break, it's coming.
D's son has transferred, playing for the University of Maryland.
Right? Yeah,
that's awesome.
Good
news.
Hey, look,
great
news. Big fielder. Will kill it this year. Looking forward to seeing Stevie and Chase and all them cats.
And Stevie will be playing in college next year.
That's crazy. Yep.
Hey, is Bellarmine going to play Maryland next year?
I doubt it. I hope not.
No. Can we talk? Just get out.
Yes. We'll talk about anything.
Let's talk about Foster.
Yeah.
What you knew going into it after the Skins claimed him. From your end.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah. And you know, I never talk about sort of all the reality of the cases. But, you know, we don't get advance notice from the teams about who they're going to pick up. They typically don't ask D. Smith, hey, what, you think this guy fits into our scheme? But the reality is, once someone does come into the system, if they have an issue, first and foremost, we are a union. We stand behind our guys. We represent them if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
But that also means if players need counseling, if players need assistance, and we provide assistance in a broad spectrum of things for players, as you can imagine. Our guys are a little bit a mirror of society, so we provide a lot of assistance to players who might need anything. We try to work with the team if the team asks us to work with them on issues. But that's kind of
my guess you're not angry that the Redskins picked up, like, signed his rights, right? I mean,
no, and look, I believe that
let the process play out.
Let the process play out, and look, you know, people. We've defended a lot of players in the past who've made horrible, horrible decisions, right?
Right.
And do I hope that they learn from them, that they change their behavior? Yes, we stand by them not only because we have to, but providing the resources, it seems to me, is the right thing to do for both the player and in many cases their spouse or significant other.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah. I may not answer.
You probably won't.
You can ask all
day
long.
But you may not even know the answer. Why was... Did the team know, did the 49ers know that he flew her to Tampa to that hotel?
I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea. And look, when it comes to...
Because when NFL teams travel, I would assume that a couple of the floors, wherever the players are staying, I would assume that that's kind of off limits to people. And
yeah.
It's not like people can go up and down and knock on doors. And
I mean, I hate to tell you.
I think you probably know something.
I mean, as far as, like, what goes on a day-to-day team level, I do know two things. One, every team is somewhat different on how they travel. I mean, some guys, you know, get to stay at home before they go to the game. Some guys have to go to the hotel. That's number one. Two, I'm always kind of surprised of who's on a team plane, not on a team plane.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets to that sort of nitty-gritty detail of how teams travel, where do they go, what the rules are, you'd be surprised about how little I know
you
about that.
Know.
And frankly, to be
about.
Dead honest with you, yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, of course not.
The only thing I care about is, you know, if they're providing transportation for their families, we insist on making that the team make sure that their families are safe before and after the game. I mean, you've heard a few stories of families going to games and running into fans mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. I think that's ridiculous. I think teams should do a pretty good job of keeping our players' families safe. But the nitty-gritty detail of travel and all that kind of stuff, man, I don't, you know. Salary cap, wages, hours, working conditions.
Where are we in terms of, where are we with the contract? How many more years do we have left on it?
The player's contract.
Player's contract. The deal is up in March of 2021, much to my wife's chagrin.
Dude, that was a 10-year deal. We're already here.
Yeah.
Jeez,
you're getting old, Ricky.
Yeah, we're getting
old.
All together.
At the PA.
At the PA with Breeze and everybody.
Hey, by the way.
That was 2011?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
What?
You guys
yes.
were
all
us.
There.
The Drew day Brees you right. got locked out.
You know how dreamy you know Drew Brees' blue eyes are?
Do you know what? Yes. Hey, yes, here's a trivia
yes,
question.
Yes, I do.
He's a handsome fellow.
Yes. He's a handsome
I do kind of like
trivia
him.
Trivia question, D.
Name it.
What natural disaster happened the day Drew Brees did our show from the NFLPA?
There was a natural disaster.
I know this.
2011?
Yes.
There was a natural disaster.
It was a big one.
Katrina.
Let's see. I'm pretty
not at all.
I'm pretty sure I did not soil my pants that day.
You
so
did
that,
not.
Is that one out?
No, there was a huge tsunami, correct?
Yes.
In
oh, that
Japan.
Was the day of the
really?
Japanese tsunami.
Yeah, the tsunami.
Tsunami.
I don't know the name of it, but it was tsunami.
No, it was a
that's what happened.
It was in
2011? You know what's weird?
March
there's only been
2011.
One of those.
Yes.
Yeah. There's only been one tsunami.
You don't remember we were watching on CNN right there?
I do. I didn't know it was the same day.
Oh,
same
yeah.
day.
I didn't know that. Hey, look, but that was one, I mean, obviously a pivotal moment for the union, but I can't imagine being around greater friends than y'all. On the day that we got
locked look at this
I'm
good guy.
Man. I mean, look.
It's the holidays.
I mean, think about it,
going right?
Going right
to the heartstrings,
we're
D.
facing the biggest challenge in the history of our union, and we're surrounded by our friends and our guys.
Hey, you know, we've talked about it many, many times. Let's talk about it in public a little bit. When are we going to do the Junkies like NFLPA show, right? We should do this.
We've
been talking about that for years.
No, I know.
We actually had a lunch.
We had a lunch.
And we gave it to somebody here to
I know,
follow up.
But let's just do it.
And I said, what we're going to do? And they were, man, forget D.
No,
we don't care about
D. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
I think we should do a couple. One, I think we should do something around the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then something around all of our rookies.
Yes.
Would you guys travel west?
Sure.
What's west? Like Winchester? Because, yes, I'm in.
We'll go to the Shoney's in Winchester.
Yes.
Right. First of all, I think we should do rookie premiere. So we have all
Where do you guys host the rookie premiere?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
I like L.A.
I do like L.A.
So
I love California.
We have
we
the
this.
Top 40 rookies with us for a week. And it's just guys, you know, put it this way, meeting their sponsors for the first time. The first time they put on their official jerseys is with us.
Right.
We have a big jersey unveil with Nike, and we would love to have you guys broadcast from
I'm in.
LA.
Let us know.
The problem is,
you might have to.
I think that would be really hot.
I think it would be fun.
You
yeah.
might have to foot the bill for the flights and hotel because our company won't do it.
Yeah, they're kind of cheap.
Well, okay.
We'll get somebody.
So how about this? We get a sponsor to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's and by the way, you know, a big sponsor of ours, Sleep Number Beds.
Sleep number. Ooh. Hey, we love sleep number.
Hey, by the way, can I just say one thing about sleep
number? Did you have the dual temperature mattress pad? That thing
you're getting unbelievable. You're getting way too personal. And,
I know Karen. I know Karen.
Well, I just thought you were talking. I thought you were talking
I
about.
I don't know Karen.
I thought you were talking about me and dual temperature.
Yeah.
Yes,
I actually don't even know who Karen is. I'm
That's
assuming
beautiful
his wife.
Right.
Get this about sleep number. We did a deal for all of our players. That has been one of the single most highest partnership.
Really?
That we have 1,900 beds to NFL players.
Ooh, very nice.
No, Sleep Number.
We have about 2,000
partners with them for over a decade.
Is that crazy?
They're unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And they believe in it. Why? They actually believe, and I think they're right, it gives them a competitive advantage.
So they're the official sponsor, bed
of
sponsor
the NFL,
of the NFL.
NFLPA.
Yeah. No, Sleep Number is unbelievable.
And
they should mention a couple things.
And I'm all over being dual temperature.
Should mention a couple things. Sergeant Thorne. Yeah. And Officer Perez are with us.
JP's getting there.
JP's getting to that point. Can you tell?
He's starting to slur.
Yeah.
No, he's gonna. JP's gonna dig in.
He's
now.
He's going for the 500.
This is when you know when the guy when the jockey
the
hits the whip and
he's
starting
going
to,
the
yeah.
distance.
Hey, yeah. I told you. I just did a 10K race.
Yep.
Thank you to Chris Farley, Pacers, and
yeah,
the amazing race.
Yeah, nobody cares about your dumb race.
Kind of jog for a while.
No,
how are you, man? You look great.
But then you see the finish line.
Your knee's great.
No, his knee's hurt. He's still
it's actually fantastic now. I did a 10K average.
A month's not bad. I mean, 10K, it's kind of a...
10K, average 7:53 mile.
You did
not
a 10K?
It's good. 10K. But when you see the finish line, you start to kick. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what you do
he
in
wants
the
9 that money.
Hour.
Hey, D, he wants that money.
I'll do the 10K with you.
He takes money.
Kicks did 100 push-ups. 100! $100. 20 push-ups.
Yeah.
D didn't think you were going to get there.
Yeah.
So
I did
we
not.
Set the bar at 20 because
not.
Of D. Smith.
The five right. Right. I did.
So anyway, we are doing breathalyzers, but we want to let everybody know. Don't drink and drive
do not.
This holiday season.
Do not.
Designate a sober driver or use Rapp Sober Ride now.
Or call D. Smith.
Powered by Lyft.
I'll give you a ride.
Starts December 15th. Go to SoberRide.com for details and Lyft coupon code or coupon code.
You keep saying
either.
Coupon.
You know what I would dig
My
that.
Mother said coupon. Growing up.
All right, Lisa's in here.
That's what you mean it's not coupon?
She was born on a farm.
We're doing a one in Santa sack.
Sure. Who is reaching into Santa's sack?
My mom used to poop in a hole. Right.
I'm going
to
do the Santa sack.
She didn't have a toilet.
She would sleep with pigs and cows.
She did poop in a hole, though.
All right, JP's reaching into Santa's sack as he does the breathalyzer.
Who hasn't, my friend? Are we really drawing the line there?
Yeah.
All right, I have to guess what's in Santa's sack.
Why are you being in a Santa sack?
It feels like
everyone has a Santa sack.
JP's not fun.
It feels like an octopus. I have no idea what this is.
Wow. This
yeah,
is,
but
this
could, what's your guess?
Give us a guess.
What do you think it is?
Ooh, JP's at 0.09. He's already past the legal threshold.
Just had
my
a
guess
drink,
is an octopus.
Octopus?
I mean, I have no idea.
Why
what it
would
is.
They give you an octopus?
It's just.
Just pull it out.
I'm allowed to pull it out.
Why? Do you want me to answer that?
I mean, seriously. Oh, that's,
it's a muzzle.
I don't even know what that is. It's a muzzle. He zips it. Hey, it's to help with the flaming today. Is that like a sex toy?
No, it's a muzzle.
A muzzle? Zip it? I thought you put that on your Bozak.
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
In one way, shape, or form, you could do it. All right, Jason's blowing in the BAC.
I thought that was a sex toy.
Oh, God. Wow. Wow. You must have a good time at a
hardware store.
Hold on. I'm at 0.094.
You were just a point.
I'm leading him. I'm leading him now.
He's a point. You're in the lead.
All right, but I.
Yeah, right now.
Come on, Officer Jim Zorn. Where's my thing?
And everybody says, why do you come to the show
that's
early?
That's what she said. Where's your thing?
You come early for this. This is why you come early. And then you just
leave. Early. We're halfway
I'm
through.
I'm just making myself laugh over here.
All right, so we're doing the breathalyzer.
By the way,
hey, do need to let people know.
Yeah.
Don't think you won't get caught. Across the D.C. metro area, nearly 15,000 people are arrested for DUI every single year.
15,000
morons. People caught for drunk driving.
That's just stupid. With Uber and Lyft, you're a moron. Yeah, you're just a moron.
It's just stupid.
I can understand 20 years ago you didn't have Uber and Lyft. Yeah. But you got Uber and Lyft.
Can we bring something up real quick?
Yeah.
Because one of the text monsters hit me to this.
Yeah.
That Doug McKinney.
Yeah. Dougie Fresh.
Hey, Dougie, are you listening?
You've been waiting for this. Why don't we tease this and do it when we come back?
No.
Because it's so good.
No, we'll get into something
I think if this is true, Dougie's going to kill you.
Okay, then do it. Doug McKinney.
He's our,
not the camera, yes or no,
he's
if you're
the
listening.
Executive producer.
You want him to shake the camera
side.
On TV.
So okay. He's listening.
Got it. He knows.
Someone said that he has never had. He's how old is Doug McKinney? 40?
I'm going to guess he's 35.
He's younger than us.
We're
not
old.
That old.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 35.
He's 35. 35. He acts like I'm 20 years old.
I said 32.
All right. I said 40. We're basically the same distance.
Step it.
All right. He apparently has not ever.
This sounds like collective bargaining to me.
Doug McKinney has never had a driver's license.
Is that a true story?
Oh, that is no way that's true.
Is that a true story?
Doug McKinney.
Doug, you could go on microphone. Is that a true story? You just want to see the nod from that camera.
Look.
He's nodding the camera. Yeah.
He fails it every time he takes
I failed my learner's permit test.
Hey, pass the big silly.
Cakes, what do we promise at 8:20? Skin stickers.
Hey, Doug, I love you,
what
man.
What game do we love to do?
Caller 10.
800-636-1067. 10th caller game. You're winning tickets to the Redskins-Giants game, FedEx Field. Tickets still available. Redskins.com/tickets. It's courtesy of the Washington Redskins. Details.
Come on,
fandc.com/contest.
Okay, yeah.
EB just failed a breathalyzer.
He's a very aggressive blower.
We'll be right back.
I felt it over here.
Chunky's holiday drinking show.
Talk about you and I getting that sleep number bed, pal.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just like the ones I used
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan, and we are live on NBC Sports Washington. Case mentioned this top of the show. Botch amnesty the whole show.
Totally.
If I'm slurring my speech,
it's all good.
That's what you want.
It's part of the deal.
You're supposed to.
But it should mention, Redskins Friday, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. We love Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. My wife's going tonight.
She is.
With her family, going to see the Clint Black show. And she's going to cash in my winning ticket from the UCF bet.
Right. Gave me a it's winner. Only 2 months late.
You
but
told
okay.
me you were going to give me a winner tonight.
I will.
Big Fat Winners podcast.
Thank you.
At thesportsjunkies.com
right.
or iTunes.
Right.
What's your record right now in college football?
36-19.
It's pretty good.
It's very good.
Wow.
Now, we only picked NFL games this week because you only have the Army-Navy game.
Sure.
But next week's show is going to be all previewing all the bowl games.
I want the latest blood alcohol thing.
I'm going to give that to you right now.
I feel like I should be winning.
Hold on.
Sergeant
I got a bet to make.
And Officer right. Perez.
Yeah.
They are taking breathalyzers throughout the show.
I want to snake the 500.
And thank you to Quincy's because
I do want to win it.
There's $500 on the line for the junkie who blows the highest
half of college
blood alcohol content level at 954. We'll probably do it. You know what we should say? I should say 945.
Yeah. For what?
9:45.
That's the cutoff.
Is that cool? We close
for
it
the
at 9:45.
Test. That makes
right,
sense.
Here's the thing, honestly. You can't drink like 2 or 3 minutes before,
no,
right?
Because
that taints it. Like, right? If you have
they
a
know
sip
that.
Of...
They know
he's,
that.
He'll, oh. he'll do it.
All right, all right.
So currently,
here are the standings.
8:18 a.m.
I feel like it should be in the mix.
JP blew a .090.
Oh.
Jason Bishop. Bishbucks. .094.
He's a drunk.
Eric Bickle, .090. It's a horse race.
What am I, same as you?
Yes. Cakes, .063.
I'm trailing.
I told you he's lightweight.
I'm way behind.
It's on Family Show.
It's still
yes,
on.
Yes, it is.
Cakes, wow. Are you kidding?
Hey, maybe it's part of my strategy.
You know why? He's drinking beer, dude.
What is he drinking?
He's drinking beer.
He's not having any fun.
Let me tell you something. This is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
He drinks
every night. Behind
hey,
us.
Someone bet him he can't finish his beer.
I'm pacing myself.
I'm not going to do any more bets. I lost the
I
bet
have a
last strategy. Bet.
I have
Eric,
a strategy.
I bet he can't finish
side
his beer
bet.
While doing a
side
push-up.
Side bet? I can't believe what a wuss he is.
Cakes, the people over at Aslan that brought the beer for you
yes.
said they'll give you $100 if you can chug one of their beers.
I don't think I can do that.
Oh, my God.
First of all, hey, look how big they are.
It's a big beer.
Can
it's a
we
big
fire
beer.
Cakes?
And hey, like, can I take?
Yeah,
yes.
D fifth job.
I'm out of this job. I take that job in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but who's going to take
Hold
your job?
Hold on a second.
Who George?
Cakes.
Who
D. cares?
D.
Who cares?
It's a massive pay cut.
It's a big pay cut.
I don't care. But you
huge
know what?
Pay
I bet
cut
my
for
ulcer
you.
Level goes down to almost nothing.
It's a very good point.
All right, hold
Cakes
on.
A Hunsky.
Here's $120. One, two,
Ooh,
three.
Four.
Are you adding money
right,
to
I've already won a hundo from JP.
Oh, this is not for you.
And by the way, hey, I'll just let you know this. I sabotaged my blood alcohol content because the carrot cake from the palm is so good. I'm destroying it.
Your palm.
Okay, well, hold on. Here's $120.
I'm four tenths Who's of a point behind him, right?
JP has to smash that carrot cake into his face. Right now.
Of course he'll do it.
Hold on. Take the fork off.
Hold on.
He'll do it in a second.
Hold on. Smash it in his face. Legitimately.
Can I have a bite versus a little
take
bite?
Take one bite. I'll give you
yeah,
one bite.
That's the easiest money he's
ever
made. Let
me tell you something. The carrot cake at the palm, I'm usually a chocolate guy.
There's yeah. more out there.
But it's amazing.
All right, but hold on. You have to take the whole plate and smash
he's
it
gonna
and
palm
rub
himself.
It in your face for 100. All right, ready? Countdown here.
Oh, my God. This is the easiest 100 he's ever made
Wait a second.
Life.
We find
I just want to see it.
We find the BTH... Countdown.
Right. I can't
of,
believe Cakes
can
is three tenths point behind us.
Would Cakes have done this? I'm
Cakes
not sure if he would.
Cakes is nursing his gear.
Yeah, I'm nursing over here.
All right,
just go ahead. Can't believe what a wuss Cakes is. Mr. Three Beers a Night. EB, this is what he does.
He gets
he drinks
drunk
three
every
beers
night.
A night. No, because he drinks one in the first period, one in the second period, one in the third period during Caps games. That's it.
This will be the easiest 120 I've ever made, but I just want to see it.
Smash that
on camera. Hold on. I'm going to give you a countdown. 3, 2.
Hold on. Which camera?
3, 2, 1, smash it.
Oh my God! More, smash it,
rub it in there!
Smash
come on,
it
$120 bucks? Come on,
there you go.
What an idiot. Who's ever done that?
Dude, he's got to pay NYU tuition. Yeah. Of course he's going to do
His tuition, seriously, is over 70K.
This will buy a plastic fork at NYU.
His daughter got a $1,000 scholarship.
You know what? That's...
I thought it was going to get smushy and messy. It wasn't that messy.
It wasn't that bad.
Right. Now you can eat it. Now you can eat it.
Now eat it. I can't believe Case.
Hold up. I'm going to put up my... Actually, I only have $20 left. Yeah, you've already shipped a bunch of it off.
I'll do a chugging contest. One beer. I only have $20.
No, you just won $120.
That's right.
Who's going to take your action?
Yeah. Who's going to take your action?
Beer to beer.
What, like to race?
Yes, I bet 120.
I mean, I'm not
you
good
bet
at
120.
You and I are both not good Chug. At it.
Okay, so does any of the money go to like a? I will.
Charity. Don't say charity. Don't say charity.
Wait.
We don't care about charity.
I'll donate $500 to some charity.
How about St. Andrew's Lacrosse?
He just sat on the cake.
No, he's just wiping it off.
Okay, right. I was gonna say I will do.
It's your St. Andrew's Lacrosse charity.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, it's probably new.
Hold on. It went from
500
to 1,000.
I'll go to 1,000. Right. If you now eat a piece of the cake.
That he smashed in his face?
Yes.
Of course I'll do it.
Dude, I'll eat the cake. Are you kidding me?
No, and you're already paying $1,000.
No, but he wants Bickle to do it.
Yeah, I want Bickle to do it. Where
is
funny. It?
What charity is it?
Name it.
Oh, okay. I don't even like carrot cake. I think carrot cake is
I'll give $1,000 to charity if you eat a piece of that. $1,000 to charity.
Wow.
Hey, how about Alex Smith's charity?
It's called the Arrow Rickle Charity.
I'm serious. This is for Alex Smith's leg.
Done. Yeah. I'll donate $1,000 to that charity.
Now you're joning. That's a horrible thing.
I mean...
You're a good man, D. Smith.
Hey, I don't know about that. I think I'm probably out of a job.
I would bet you the chugging beer thing, but I don't have 120 left. So someone else has to step up.
Well, you guys give Jason $120.
Actually, carrot cake is not that bad.
It's great from the palm. Good. Right. EB, I was never a carrot cake guy.
I don't even like carrot cake.
One of my good friends, Frank, used to be the executive chef over at the Palm.
Yeah.
And he used to give me the peanut butter pie cake, which was my go-to, peanut butter chocolate. And then I tried the carrot cake. I can't leave the Palm without getting the carrot cake.
But any cake over there is good.
No, carrot cake's...
I'd rather have cake in my wallet.
That's a big ass wallet.
You want me
wallet.
To jump in your wallet?
But I don't have that.
I want
some money.
Do not throw up. Yeah, don't throw up.
I'm not throwing
up. Just
if you throw up on D. Hey, by the way, he's got a $3,000 suit.
I didn't take that cake for charity. I didn't get jack out of it.
No, you got the good tasting cake. That's what you got.
He's donating $1,000 to whatever charity you want.
Jason, would you like a junkie's confessional question right now?
Yeah.
Right, you have to be 100% honest.
My charity.
All right.
People are tweeting us.
I can't promise that.
People are tweeting us at Chunks Radio.
Yep. Name
they
it.
Can text the fan on the Tom Scrivener's text machine.
100%.
1-800-636-1067.
Hey, can we check stream numbers?
Standard
power stream numbers.
And data charges
mediocre.
May apply. The question is,
at best.
And you have to be 100% honest.
At
did
best.
Bish. And I think Bish is getting over, by the way. Still some people like to call you Lurch, but Bish is getting over.
Right, brilliant
did
plan.
Did Bish get any buns, in 2018?
Keep cursing, dog.
Sorry.
That's funny.
He has to be 100% honest. He said he has to be 100% honest. Because I've always maintained he's doing a bit.
Are you insane?
All right, hold on.
By the way, because of the breaking news yesterday, EB.
Buster minus six times.
You're so well. Hold on.
I'll go with plus or minus 5.5.
The year of the Lord 2018.
2018.
Are you kidding? He's the biggest liar in the country.
I agree. I've generally agreed with you, but Jason does a bit where he says doesn't happen.
He claims he had that bun since like 2013.
Right.
The Arch came to the show today.
Yeah. I'm starting to look at the morals clause in my contract right now.
Are you
That's
kidding?
Just one junkie's confessional question from a listener.
What are you doing? Right. You doing math?
That's how long
Don't
it
do
was.
Math. Don't do math.
Yeah, I'm
math
not good
is
at math.
Bad. Yeah, neither was I. Yeah. I wasn't a math guy.
It's so unfair, by the way, that they make half the SAT math. It's so unfair.
Why?
Because it's unfair.
Hey, look.
There's a lot of smart kids who just aren't 100%. Good at math.
100%. They finally took the math off the LSAT. That's why I'm a lawyer.
Hmm.
I'm not a good one. but that's all
right. Here.
What, you and JP.
Are you jotting down how many times you hit the skins?
No, I'm just writing down my answer.
Can we call T and ask to verify?
Of course not.
Why?
Because I don't want you to, Richard.
Why? Because I'm going to tell the truth finally. She won't lie.
This is the truth.
Teresa will not lie.
I know, and this is the truth.
All right, what's the
here
truth?
We go.
How many times?
It doesn't say how many. It was.
All right.
You know what, Larry so Bird? What did Larry Bird do when he hit the three pointer from the corner?
What is such
your
a
job
liar.
While you're one done? A liar. He's such a liar.
So your favorite card game is Uno.
Correct.
You're okay. Such Uno. A liar.
And it was early. Hey, it was early 2018. Cakes, I'm not lying.
So this is why. Oh, I'm going to host a golf tournament, by the way. Will all four of you guys come?
In.
Yes.
In. Okay, done. I'll let you know when.
Can I play with Kareem Hunt?
And we're moving on.
It's an hard off the scene.
Right, what is it?
Well done.
You just caused George Atala to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steve in South Riding. Steve's a longtime listener show. He's been on for a long time.
He is
been on hold
Cakes,
for a long
what
time.
What is he?
The world's worst half-court shooter.
Because yes. We saw him
that's correct.
Take a half-court shot. That's correct. Let's just say it was $1 million yeah, and a half. Mason, and he came up 15 feet short.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to our guy, Steve. Steve, what's up, buddy? How are you, my friend? Hey. Merry Christmas.
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're okay.
What's up?
How are you? Say hi to D. Smith.
Hey, Dean, what's up?
Hey, man, how
no,
are you?
D.
No, it's not Dean.
It's not Dean.
It's Dean Smith from...
It's D.
No, it's you can D. call me Dean. Yeah, on this show...
Till like four corners.
Show, yeah, from like 1,000 games in Chapel Hill. Love Sup Dogs.
What's up?
Two quick things. Lurch, we both have an affinity towards cheesy Hallmark movies.
Yes.
You have to watch, if you haven't seen already, Netflix, Christmas Chronicles.
What is that?
Oh, who's the star? Is it my girl Jodie
Kurt
Sweeney?
Kurt Russell.
Oh, I heard it's good. I heard it's good.
It is good.
I'm still a sucker for Ice Castle's A Love Story.
I think is that a real one?
I like that.
Yes. It probably is.
I mean, I actually have no idea, but it's sad and funny.
I will check that out because my wife was talking about that. We are going to watch that.
Oh, watch Ice Castle. It's better than
four to four and a half shared driveways.
You're
going to
watch it and not hit the skins.
He said four and a half shared driveways.
Go ahead, Steve.
What's up?
The botch of the year goes to Cakes, who said when you guys were talking about the upcoming Biggie Smalls movie, Cakes said that the star, Forrest Whitaker, was going to play the part of Biggie Smalls. 57-year-old Forrest Whitaker playing a guy who died at the age of 24.
Hey, what are you going to do?
That is funny.
Look, he's in character.
What else you got?
Did you really think Forrest Whitaker played Biggie Smalls?
I can't remember.
He's a Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Don't even know.
Steve.
What else you got, Steve?
Anything else?
No, that's the botch of the year.
Okay. We got it. God bless you, man. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, someone's asking on the text message, are you going to do an interview with Diana Rossini on ESPN like you did a couple years ago about the Alex Smith story?
What did EB wear?
A silly
casual jacket.
Casual jacket.
I look good with a
yellow
you look tie.
I look good.
Super crumpled.
You look I look tie. Good.
I remember that picture.
I look good.
It was a little. I mean, you could have.
If Diana invited
she could have. She could have you on.
Could have gone with a little steam.
Diana invites me. Of course, I would.
Could have gone with a story.
Of course, yes. Of course.
Your wizard shooting shirt.
Yeah, I'll wear this. You like my wizard shooting shirt?
I do like
yours.
Very nice.
All right, we got John in Fairfax. He wants to chime in. Favorite part of last year. You know,
nobody wants to call.
We're a rings, by the way.
Open up the line. Stop. You know what? I know you don't like to open up the line.
I know better than you. There's 10,000 people calling for Redskins tickets.
All right, but then
I'm filtering them out.
They just want to talk.
No, they want their prize pigs.
Hey, by the way, that bet,
yeah,
that D. Smith put up the 1,000 should go to the Alex Smith Foundation.
Done.
All right,
he's all right, got we'll a foundation.
That. Done.
All right, we'll done. Do that.
And you obviously know Alex very well. So
$1,000.
Okay,
sweet.
Done.
All right, thank you. 800-636-1067. Bang your calls. D's here, hanging out. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a department store north of Houston, sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening."
Welcome
to
back,
me.
Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Redskins Friday, presented by the one and only sportsbook Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. You got that bet for me, Jason? I'll tell my wife to put it in the sportsbook tonight.
Not yet, Richie.
What are you waiting for?
Because I'm waiting for lines to come out.
I need to analyze these games.
I'll give you a couple winners.
I just won your money. I just went to the bathroom and washed off all the carrot cake off my face.
I'll give you a winner.
Do we have another?
I thought that was going to be all in like your
eyes. We have to have another bet.
And we
have to have another bet.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'll give. I'm doing $1,000 for Alex Smith's charity.
Right.
I'll do $1,000 for NFL Man of the Year Nick Sundberg.
Okay.
Charity.
By the way, does $1,000 bets like we do, like $1 or $2 bets.
Well, they're contributions.
Hey, we should mention.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
Here we go.
Annual tradition. Bruce the Hugger is going to join us in studio shortly.
That does not sound good.
No, he's just saying.
Bruce is going to sing. Is he going to sing for us?
He's going to show off his new look.
He's got a new look.
Bruce looks good.
He actually looks like he's lost a few LBs. If you want to know, Bruce the Hugger is
I was here a couple years ago. Yeah,
Icon and Bowie.
I remember him. Yeah, three of us grew up.
Yeah,
and he used to love to give hugs. Although Jason, back in the Bowie Community Center days when we would play basketball together, you would actually go to the other side of the court. So
it was a little awkward.
But he would show up with his winter jacket and hug everybody.
Is that restaurant still out there in Bowie?
Which one?
The one on, what was it, 201?
Was it Rips?
Rips.
I used to go to Rips.
Oh, Rips.
I used to go to Rips.
I go there all the time.
That's like
go
to the friggin' palm.
Is it still there?
The greatest thing about Rips is I'm 48 years old. Is almost every time I go there for lunch with my mom, I'm the youngest person at Rips.
A lot of oldsters. Man, I love Rips.
Hey, Valdez. You're the sexed video expert.
You know what's been great?
Yeah.
It's been great.
See you later,
you know
Dave.
Thank you, guys. It's been awesome.
People are texting me about the Carissa Thompson sex video. Was that an old one?
Yes.
Why are they asking me about this now?
Because it got re-released in Dummies Who Didn't See It Last
Time. What do you mean it got re-released? The one with Jason Williams?
Well, you don't know what it is.
I just saw the solo that, one. Eric was the first one to go, yes, was the old one.
He knew exactly
because
who
I
it
saw
was.
It when it was first released. I didn't know
it's the same. It's the same one.
Are these people are donks?
A couple questions here.
Donkey Kong.
That girl's a show.
DC Phil asks, what is everyone's drink of choice this morning? It's whatever the guys from Bonefish brings us.
This is Roca Patron.
Oh, that's
all right, hold on. We got
is that good?
Shot. Are we supposed to?
I'm not a Patron guy, but this is good.
It's good. Smooth.
Zsa Zsa says, best moment of the year on the Junkies was, I mean, this is embarrassing, the peanut butter and jelly contest.
It was
Carlos's quote.
Rigged voting, rigged.
Carlos's quote.
The jelly be dripping.
She did say
by
that.
By the way, Draft T-shirt, give me your honest assessment on who had the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
After the show, it was obvious that Cakes by far had the best jelly.
Who actually won?
You did with your crusty bread.
Yeah, it was like biting into concrete.
What are you talking about?
Crusty bread.
I won the contest. Use regular white bread.
From now on, I'm just calling you crusty bread.
All right, if you follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio, we put up the updated blood alcohol content standings. Bish Bucks, 0.094. EB and JP tied at 0.090. Cakes, 0.063. $500.
I actually am embarrassed by Cakes.
Courtesy. Here it is. Just maybe a little incentive.
Everybody said, don't do the show.
Here it is.
I said.
You're $500?
No. Here it is, Cakes. It's okay.
This is what's on the line.
Yeah, that's $500.
For the highest BAC.
Cakes
right here.
Is not
you won. With that.
I'm out of the
way.
Wait a minute. How much is that?
$500.
$500.
And you then, of course, we have side quadruple at D.
You want to get in, D?
The prize pool?
I'll go in for a charity.
We don't care about charity.
It's not that enticing.
This is
charity.
Where we've gone now, right?
Hold on. So you're
we actually had a dude say, I don't care about charity.
Hey, dude.
Hold on. Wow. Well, how much
we've
are you in for?
Rock bottom.
D, how much are you in for right now on charity? You got 1,000.
$2,000.
So 1,000 to Alex Smith. Foundation, yeah. And then 1,000 to the Nick Sundberg,
right, Man of the Year.
So the next one is for another 1,000.
I'll match
Sundberg,
that
by the way,
for
so 500.
Yeah. Sundberg does the loads of laundry or loads of love, whatever it is.
Yep, great dude.
It's a good program great by him.
Great dude.
Valdez and gets
right, let's go. We're doing the shots.
It's my favorite charity.
Shots together.
That's what Amy says about you.
I'm
going to
try and say this in the best way I can. This is our 23rd year on the air, going back to weekends.
You used to count the shows. How many
in
shows have we done?
In 1995. I used
Why'd
to.
You give
Remember
up?
He would do the outline and count the
show 1,300.
Oh, stop. He's sensitive. Stop.
I would say it's 4,000. I don't know.
Yeah.
4,500. You know what? It's our 10,000th show.
All right.
There we go. 10,000.
Honestly, when we started the show, I was hoping for 5 years, and I thought I would have to get a real job. Then I was hoping for 10 years. Let's hope for another 10 years. Of the Junkies, although we have no contract starting on January 1st.
We do not. We're contractless.
Can you
represent
us, Steve? 100%
success of the Junkies. We never thought we'd get there. Jason Welch is on every bet because we're supposed to have a party at his house.
He owes me
ratings.
A couple $100.
He's supposed to pay us money.
He
for
owes
bombs.
Us so much.
But we did hit number one in the ratings, and hopefully once again,
cheers.
To the Junkies.
Cheers to you guys.
All right, cheers.
If we hit number
cheers,
one, guys. If we hit
cheers.
Number
hey, man,
one, I will
we
pay
dick you.
You
guys.
If we
You'll
hit number one, I'll pay
you. But will we have a party at your house?
No.
You kidding me? My dog would eat all of our listeners.
All right, let's go to Jim and Chevy Chase. Jim,
oh,
what's
Chevy,
up?
Hey, Chevy Chase.
Hey, you guys missed the biggest story of the whole year.
What was it?
It was on Good Morning America, ESPN.
What?
When God's only Gonzaga Eagles beat the math and the football champion.
Hail Mary.
Oh, you think
Mary.
We didn't talk about that, Richie?
We saw that.
I
we
mean,
gave
come
you
on,
credit.
Whatever.
Luckiest play ever.
I mean, Hail Mary. Said God, he
whatever.
Got back the pass. He said, we're going to find out if God is purple. And
at the end zone. Did you go to Gonzaga? You don't sound like you did.
No, I actually Chase. Went to good counsel.
Oh.
Hey, sounds about right.
Hey, you got a long way before you can match our banners, my friend.
Hey, how do you get a Damatha stag off your porch?
How?
Pay him for the pizza.
Thank you, Jim.
That's a good joke.
That's a good joke. It's probably Lito's pizza.
EB, quick Santa sack.
Yeah. All right, Lito's here.
You get whore.
It worked out that way.
What?
It's worked out that
That's
way.
That's just how it
goes. So I don't know what it is.
You're just an angry drunk. Relax.
What the item is?
Conspiracy. Hey, can I get another shot? Because I want to actually win the 500.
Oh, now you want to win.
I want to win the 500.
You're going to feel hurt.
Right. Okay. Don't pull it out yet.
I'm already drunk.
It's been salty about the Damatha joke.
Right,
the only
something.
Guy who didn't laugh. You noticed?
Well, Jason and I both would.
I actually laughed.
What I found at the bottom of Santa's sack.
What'd you find?
It's kind of soft and mushy and shaped like a piece of pie.
Kind of like your hog.
Exactly like that. I'm not sure what it is. Oh!
Cheese.
Such a bit.
He hates cheese.
It's a disgusting, cold piece of cheese that I would never, ever
eat. Is it real cheese or the fake cheese?
It's real cheese. It's real cheese. You can have it if you want. You can take a bite.
I get so sized
that
to cheese.
That is disgusting. You can have that, please. Enjoy.
I got cholesterol. 239.
All right, so
I was trying to put a bet together for that, but then I just realized it was going to make me sick.
We still have what's in Santa's sack for EB.
Yes, correct.
Coming up next, we have our white elephant gift exchange.
We don't have any more dumb guests, do we?
And Dee Smith.
No, you the only dumb guest you have is here.
Dee Smith, you can hang with us.
I'm going to hang with you guys. Feinstein with Doug Kaepernick.
Dee Smith. Let's do John.
From the NFLPA. I'm sorry. Hanging out with us on the annual holiday drinking show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.